Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. It's the Buckmaster Show for this Monday, June the 10th, 2013. Hope you had a lovely weekend and were able to stay cool and comfortable as the 100-plus degree weather of Tucson in June settles in. Now, you know what we're waiting for, the cooling rains of July. Yeah, all the humidity, right? The Buckmaster Show is live each weekday. We are here noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We stream the show so you can listen to the program at your desk while you are working. Buckmastershow.com and KVOI.com. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere, as we podcast. Buckmastershow.com, TucsonCitizen.com, TucsonSentinel.com. And we want to give a shout out to the Green Valley News and Sarita Sun. Thank them for having a link on their homepage to the show at gvnews.com. Also, blogforarizona.com has the Buckmaster Show prominently displayed. Each Monday, we get things rolling with our political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. 30 minutes past the hour, we'll preview this Friday's Father of the Year event to benefit juvenile diabetes research in our community. Then we'll close out this Monday edition with a newsmaker interview with Pima County Supervisor Sharon Bronson as the supervisors get ready to approve a new budget for the fiscal year, which starts July the 1st. If you have a question or comment, you can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. You can post a question or give us a comment on the Facebook page, our growing Facebook presence, and that is easily accessible at Bill Buckmaster. Now, our team of commentators today. Bruce Ash is here. He is Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. Paul Eckerstrom is a longtime Pima County Democratic Party official. He's a former vice chair and one time was the state chair of the Democratic Party. The Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. I was over at Moe's on Saturday and needed his expertise and his fine team to select a beautiful frame for an oil painting that we purchased on our recent vacation to Central California. And of course, Mo had just what I was looking for, and that's why you go to Mo, because he has the quality frames. Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at mosgallery.com. Bruce, did you have a nice weekend?
It was dandy. Thank you very much.
I'm glad you're back in town. Paul, how did you survive the... went up to a ball game.
Yeah, I went up to the ball game yesterday.
Drove up to Phoenix in this heat.
Yeah, I walked to and from the stadium to my car. I was hot. And then on top of that, the D-backs lost, so it wasn't the greatest.
Oh, my goodness. This is the kind of weather that you either want to be in San Diego or you want to be in the swimming pool here in Tucson. Want to pick up where we left off, and I think, Bruce, you were able to hear some of this, our Friday Reporters Roundtable. I was talking with Sarah Garrett Gasson, editorial writer for the Arizona Daily Star, about the editorial in the Star, which is titled "Time to Stop Moping About the Tucson Economy." And what brought this on was a speaker who was brought in by the Metropolitan Tucson Chamber of Commerce to deliver a speech recently. And he's the author, this gentleman, Mark Lautman. He's the author of "When Boomers Bail," like when they bail out, a community economic survival guide. And basically, Bruce and Paul, he breaks down communities into communities with a bunch of losers and communities with a bunch of winners. Paul, I'll begin with you. Are we a bunch of losers or are we winners?
I know everybody likes the perception these days of bashing on Tucson, but I'm very optimistic about Tucson. Specifically, this guy they brought in was talking about where the future commodity is brain power and knowledge-based folks, young people, inventors, and people like that. We have the engine for that right here in this community. That's the University of Arizona. Now, he did say that companies will follow these people rather than vice versa, like it has been in the past. And if we create the environment that people want to stay here, we got a beautiful place to live, nice climate, And we have infrastructure here, not just the University of Arizona, which is the educational infrastructure we need. Hopefully we can preserve it from attack from the state legislature on defunding it. But if we preserve that and then we use the multimodal transportation systems that we have here, rail, interstate, air, and also the port in Guaymas being developed into a deep water port, we are positioned very well to do really great things economic development wise in the future. But we do have to get out of this perception that we're a bunch of losers and having people bash on us. We need to start planning for that proactively and start to celebrate what we have and build on it.
Bruce Ash, are we a community? Are we Loserville?
Well, I'd like to answer your question by perhaps saying something about the Arizona Daily Star newspaper, who wrote the editorial the other day. It used to be that the purpose of newspapers was to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. And I suppose in Southern Arizona, the Arizona Daily Star has taken that to mean that if the comfortable office holders that the Star has supported in office for decades are afflicted by constructive criticism, then the Star will now comfort those officials by labeling their critics as being unfair. Because by any definition, when you look at the results of Democrat leadership in this town, in this county for the last 30 years, what we see are crumbling roads, fewer police, fewer firefighters, playing fields and parks that are infested with weeds, and crime all around us. Now, if that makes us losers, well, I don't know. Maybe the shoe fits, maybe not. But I think the Arizona Daily Star, and Sarah, I know you are on this show. I know you're a contributor, and perhaps you're listening, and maybe you want to call in to say something in defense. But the Arizona Daily Star used to be a positioner in this community. They were an engine that made positive things happen. Now we find they're just basically propping up the old base.
790-2040. I would like to hear from anyone who thinks, well, whatever you think. If you think we're a winner, if you think we're a loser, we would like you to weigh in at 790-2040 on the Buckmaster Show live line. This beating up on Tucson, Paul, though, kind of becomes almost a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, and let me say something here. Bruce keeps pounding on Democratic political leadership over the years. I don't think that's the whole issue here. There is the business community in this town for years and years have put their money on just development as the economic engine, which is we'll grow our way out of everything. We'll build houses, and that's our economy. That it can't be our economy. We need to be much more diversified. And nobody has really sat down. And I think I have to commend Mayor Rothschild for actually trying to start to develop a vision for this community. It's a diversified economy. And we've got the infrastructure then laying here. We've got the pieces. We just need to put together the plan and make it happen. And one of the things, you know, I would say is to keep young people here, we need a vibrant community in terms of not just a retirement community, but a vibrant community that caters to younger folks.
Well, you got that downtown, Paul. You know, you got that going on because you've been promoting that here on the show for a long time.
Well,
so if downtown is so good, then why isn't that a place that keeps people here?
It is starting to take off. Nightlife is better. Young people are coming downtown. You've got the corridor between the university and 4th Avenue in downtown, and that's actually something that would keep younger folks in this town.
You talk about a business environment in the community when it's defined correctly to illustrate that business owners here have to pay to play, then now should be the policy of the Star to criticize those government officials who make it their policy. And think about this, Paul. Think about since the mid-70s, how many businesses have been rejected by the city council and the county board of supervisors to come here in Tucson. Can you even imagine today? Let's just pretend for a second that Raytheon had never been here before. Can you imagine in your wildest dreams that these people would allow a bomb factory to come to Tucson? No way.
All right. We have a full board. This obviously has touched a nerve, what we're talking about. Let's begin with Jim. I believe it's Jim Kelly on the Buckmaster Show live line. Jim, you are up first. Go ahead.
Thank you, Bill, and good afternoon, gentlemen. There's one thing Paul's right about. We do have the engine, and we do have things in place that can create the economic wealth that we need to create for this town. But Bruce is right in the fact that for 30 years, we've been doing everything we can to suppress it and manage the poverty of everybody else in town instead of just letting the marketplace work. Now, one of the things that we have to deal with, of course, is let's take the Super First Cafeteria that was going to build out Houghton and Broadway. $273,000 in fees that the city of Tucson was going to charge them. They were going to charge them another $40,000 in fees just to upgrade the two other restaurants that they have in town. So guess what Furs is doing? They're pulling out. And that's what we do to business all the time. We charge them and charge them and charge them, and they say, we can't take this anymore, and we leave. And they go to greener pastures. Hello, Maricopa County. So, I mean, this has got to stop, and nothing's going to change until the leadership changes. Vote for Mike Pollack for city council. Thank you.
Well, First Cafeteria isn't my idea of helping keep young people here in this town. That's for retirees, frankly. And that's what we've become. We've been pushed towards a retirement community. The business community likes
that.
Stop
trying to manage poverty, Paul. That's what you're doing.
The pro-development business community in this town has put their chips on development. And we need to change that whole dynamic. It's good for development if we diversify the economy and have good-paying jobs for everyone. And the other thing is I want to really emphasize, education is the key infrastructure piece here. And it really is under assault right now by the state legislature. They're defunding K-12. They've made it much more expensive going to the University of Arizona, ASU, and NAU for middle-class kids than what we used to be able to go to school for
wrong,
here.
Wrong, Paul.
Yeah, no, it's not wrong. It's $12,000 now to go to the University of Arizona, tuition fees. When I graduated from law school in 1986, it was less than $1,000.
It's based upon the way the federal grants and federal scholarships
No, that's
are
not
set up.
True.
Rose, everybody knows that.
Rose, right. Let's take our next call before we go to the break. We can pick up on this, but I don't want to keep Doug waiting. Doug Martin is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. Doug owns this radio station. Hi, Doug. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Great discussion, but I think when Sarah's writing about being optimistic, I think we do need to be optimistic, but we need to also be realistic. And I also don't think it helps us to be so partisan either, from Paul's side or from Bruce's side, when Paul says, and I hear this all the time,
Doug, the problem is that the Democrats have been the ones who have been running things here in Tucson and Pima County for 30 years. Why don't you just recognize that is the case, Doug Martin, instead of apologizing for him?
I didn't get to you yet, Bruce. I was talking about Paul and Paul blaming the state legislature for everything that happens down here. That is a theme that continues to go on, and it is.
No,
really,
I just blame
them
for the educational situation. That's all.
Well,
I mean, that's.
We
have plenty of problems that we've created ourselves. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. And then you look at, but also, Bruce, on the Democrat side, I mean, I'm from Albuquerque, and the Democrats did a good job there in Albuquerque of revitalizing the downtown. So we need to look at the people, not just the party. But
when did you last live in Albuquerque, Doug?
Pardon
me? Is that 25 years ago?
You
look at every major city in the United States where Democrats run the cities, and they're headed toward economic decline and gloom.
Okay, let Doug finish your comment.
Yeah, I'd rather focus on the people. But my point is about Sarah's point. I don't know if y'all were at the economic forecast with Marshall Vest, but Marshall did an interesting thing. He was trying to deal with us being the sixth most impoverished city in America. And he played with the numbers a bit, because he said if you take out Native Americans and Hispanics, then we're number 150. But then when he went to education, where, we spend, we're the 49th worst in spending, but we're number 30 in the nation as far as education outcomes, he didn't do the same formula with that. So he wanted to, as we often see, with people on the left, they want to talk about education being the problem, but you wanted to manipulate the numbers.
That's like saying that a batter who can't hit left-handers, if you just took, hitting against left-handers out, he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
All
I mean,
right.
It doesn't make any difference. Just playing with numbers.
Yeah, Yeah, so my whole point with the whole thing is let's be realistic and realize we probably are the sixth most impoverished city in America, and we need to change that. And so in order for us to change that, we need to do smart things and turn the city around.
Okay.
That's all I had to say.
Doug, thank you. Doug, thank you for your call. We are past the time. We need to take our break. And I would, we didn't have time to get that last. We actually had a third call. The caller could not wait around. But his comment was he lives outside of Tucson and refuses to spend, he tries to limit the money he spends in Tucson. He goes to Marana and up to Phoenix to go shopping. When he's not shopping, he says, at the sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. So I think that, thank you very much, but you know, I let's,
that's a winner.
Why don't at this point we hear from who these people are that sponsor this program? As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Westin La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever, with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cunada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Exactly 12:24. It's the Monday Political Face-Off on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. We're having a very spirited discussion about Tucson. Is it a community of winners or is it a community of losers? We probably can work in another call before the break. And here is Paul Eckerstrom and, by the way, Bruce Ash.
Bill, I'd like to talk about what Mr. Martin said, which I thought was really a good thing, which is, you know, let's look at the people. Let's look at don't look at this as a political he said, she said thing. Don't look at the past of what's happened in the past and try to delegate blame. How about we start moving forward on a vision? We've got components here that can really build a strong economic community. But we have to move forward with a vision and look optimistically at it because we do have those components.
And how many communities can say they have one of the major United States Air Force installations in the country? How many communities can also say they have a world-class research university? Right. How many communities can say, in addition, they have Raytheon missile systems?
What is this city council doing to keep Raytheon here, as well as the Board of Supervisors? What is this Tucson City Council doing to keep DM here? And we have every single member of the Tucson City Council is a Democrat. Okay, let's take Paul at his
own word. One, a former Republican who became a Democrat because you guys forced him out of his own party.
Stop that,
own
Paul.
Party,
you stop know? That.
Talking about Steve
Stop
Kane.
That.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Which I have a lot of respect for because he does look at the budget in a very fiscally sound way.
All of them have screwed up this thing with GCU coming to Tucson. They will end up in Oro Valley or Marana.
I don't
because
think
even,
that's not,
because
that's not
even
true.
Those
I think they want to be in
seven
a
city council members couldn't get it straight. This
is truly
the gang that can't shoot straight. And Paul, you can try to spin it any way you want. That is the truth. And this is a city council going back to 1978 when they said no to semiconductor companies and they've said no to mining and they've said no to development and they've said no to cross-town freeways and they've said no to more police. They've said no to more fire protection. This is a Democrat majority on the city council and on the Pima County Board
Bruce,
of Supervisors.
It is very counterproductive.
They're just people.
You know, it's very counterproductive, I think. To do this type of bashing of people. And
if they were Republicans, you'd be doing it to me.
You know,
first the biggest of all, Grand Canyon University, I predict, will wind up in the city.
Yeah, and I think Paul Cunningham and Shirley Scott and Richard Fimbrace have sites in their wards that they really want to bring them to. I think it's going to happen. But that being said, how about we just sit down and start planning out how we use the infrastructure we have, which is a great educational facility here, the beautiful climate and mountains where people want to live here, and start planning. And we have the transportation hub that we could be planning out an economic future rather than bashing people from the past. I mean, that doesn't do us any good
bashing
whatsoever.
Bashing people from today.
And
Forget about the past.
I think Mayor Rothschild has done a great job at least trying to set out a vision. And everybody beats up on him and everybody else just because of political reasons, Bruce, instead of looking, say, okay, maybe he's got something here and maybe we should all get together and start planning our future rather than constantly just doing this bashing of Tucson,
Paul,
bashing of anybody in charge in Tucson.
This isn't
constantly.
This isn't just about partisanship, and frankly, it's not just
about
citizenship, Paul. This is about doing smart things, and we haven't been doing the smart things in our local governments for many, many years, as well as in many of our school districts, and we're paying the price today.
Have they done anything right?
Sure, they have.
Okay.
I'm hard pressed, but yeah, I'm sure they have.
One of the things I'm worried about is the key piece of infrastructure we're talking about here is education and having really smart people coming out of the University of Arizona. If the legislature keeps cutting education in this town, in this state, K through 12 and the universities and the community colleges, we aren't going to have that piece anymore. And that's the key piece, according to the speaker that went to the Chamber of Commerce. And we have that key piece right now. Let's maximize it and stop doing all this negative stuff. How about we try to get people together, work together, rather than splitting apart?
How about if we worked harder to get more high schoolers to graduate, and if they do graduate, able to add, subtract, multiply, divide?
Well, talk to the legislature about funding schools better.
How about just getting teachers doing their jobs?
And how about, this is going to end this session. Thank you so much, Paul, and thanks, Bruce. I hope you both have a great week, okay?
You too.
All right. The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. George Zimmerman has had a look today at the people who may decide whether he committed second-degree murder. His trial in the fatal shooting of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin is getting underway, with jury selection near Orlando. Will he be safe in Hong Kong? Not necessarily. The U.S. defense contractor, who says he leaked information on classified U.S. surveillance programs, is hoping to stay out of U.S. custody by taking refuge there. The leader of Al-Qaeda is looking to end the squabbling between the terror network's branches in Syria and Iraq. He's ordering the two groups to remain separate. An attempted merger led to a leadership dispute between them. Updating Wall Street, the Dow is down about 10 points, the NASDAQ up 2, the S&P 1 point lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River, or online at vscott.com. That's vscott.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Get back down to earth at the 2013 Silver City Clay Festival with workshops, tours, lectures, archaeological panel discussion, films, vendor fair, and three juried exhibitions with fun for the whole family. The festival kickoff event is a poker tournament fundraiser featuring genuine clay poker chips. Enjoy Clay Festival events July 27th to August 4th in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson and 15 degrees cooler. More at clayfestival.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:35 on this Monday afternoon. We are here live each weekday, Monday through Friday, on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. This Sunday is Father's Day. The Father's Day Council of Tucson will celebrate five outstanding Tucson fathers at the 17th Annual Fathers of the Year Awards Dinner and Gala. On Friday night at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort, the gala raises funds for the type 1 diabetes research and clinical programs that are conducted at the Steele Children's Research Center at the University of Arizona. This year's honorees are Air Force Sergeant Chad Brady, Stephen Egan, Tom Firth, Michael Hammond, and John Volpe. With us in studio on the Buckmaster Show today, Robert Ramirez. Bob is president and CEO of Vantage West Credit Union. Also with us, Max Fisher. He's a Tucson native. He suffers from type 1 diabetes, previously known as juvenile diabetes, and nearly 80 people per day in this country are diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. Max is currently a patient at the Steele Children's Research Center. He'll start his second year in the fall at the University of Arizona. Max and Bob, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Yep. Thank you for having me.
Bob, it was an honor, I'm sure, for you to be selected Father of the Year last year, one of the Father of the Year honorees in 2012. And I'm sure in the process, Bob, you learned a lot about type 1 diabetes and the work at the UAB Steele Children's Research Center.
Yes, I did. The difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes is sometimes misunderstood. Type 1 diabetes is when your pancreas shuts down and does not produce any insulin. Type 2 is where your pancreas produces a minimal amount of insulin and you need medication to control that. And so I learned that from the research studies at the University of Arizona. And also, you know, my family has been afflicted with diabetes. My mom and my dad were both diabetic patients. So I got to know more about diabetes over the years of being personally involved with the disease.
And the Tucson chapter, Bob, of the Father's Day Council has really taken this issue and done a lot of wonderful work since their founding in 1994. This Father's Day Council has donated really $2.5 million to diabetes research.
Yes, sir. And when I was Father of the Year, actually it was 2010.
I'm sorry.
We raised over $250,000 towards research for the Steele Children's Research Center. So it was very gratifying that we were able to raise that level of money during the time that I was Father of the Year. It was very gratifying.
Max, tell us a little bit about your story. When were you diagnosed, and how has this disease, what challenges does it present for you?
Well, I was diagnosed in the seventh grade. I was 12 years old, so it was 6.5 years ago, and it was a very scary time for me. When I was diagnosed, my blood sugar was 680,
which
a normal blood sugar is around 100. So at the time, I was very sick and very scared. And so over the past 6.5 years, I've had to cope with it in certain ways. And the main way to treat type 1 diabetes is with insulin injections. So every day, I take between 5 and 10 insulin injections.
5 to 10 a
five
day?
5 to 10. Yeah.
Whoa.
And I take them in my stomach and my legs. And so I take a shot every time I eat, and I take one before I go to bed. And I
was wondering that you had your first year at the University of Arizona. How did that go?
I spent my first year up at NAU, and I'm transferring down to the U of A this year. But it went well. I had
this was really a challenge because you're from Tucson, but you went up to NAU, so you were away from a lot of your support system with this diabetes.
Exactly. It was a first for me because I was living by myself, and the people that I lived with haven't experienced this disease with me like the rest of my family and friends have for the past 6 or so years. So it was challenging at times, and that is part of the reason that I am moving back down here.
Max Fisher is with us. Max will be a sophomore at the University of Arizona. He suffers from type 1 diabetes. We just heard him say he needs to take 5 to 10 injections a day. But you look good, Max, so something must be working. And Bob Ramirez is with us. Bob is president and CEO of Vantage West Credit Union. He was one of the 2010 honorees of Father of the Year, the Father's Day Council behind this effort. And it really, it's a challenge for these young people, isn't it, Bob?
Absolutely. I have a niece in Madison, Wisconsin, who was diagnosed at age 6. She's now 18 years of age. She was getting shots every 2 hours, and now she wears a pump to help manage her insulin dependency and doing quite well. I said earlier that my goal in life is to find a cure for a type 1 diabetes in our lifetime. And the doctor at the U of A Medical Center, Dr. Gishan, the head doctor there, is focused on finding a cure for type 1 diabetes. And I am convinced in our lifetime we'll see a cure for type 1 diabetes, given the research that's going on at the U of A Medical Center.
And Bob, the delivery systems, you say that she's using a pump. I mean, they really have changed, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Yes, they have.
And so making it more easy for the people to get there.
Exactly.
The delivery system.
As Mac was saying, he gets shots every 5 to 10 shots a day. My niece was getting shots every 2 hours. And so with this pump, it's made it easier for her to manage diabetes. It makes it easier for her to live a normal life. But yes, it's a challenge.
At the Steele, the center there at the University of Arizona, they have really been doing a lot of research projects. In fact, they have 100 research projects. As you know, Max, they're really working to make your life and those that also suffer from this disease a lot easier.
Yes, they really are, and Dr. Gishan is doing a fantastic job, and I agree with Bob. I mean, I really think that they're going to find a cure.
How does that work when you are asleep? I mean, you take the 5 to 10 shots, but then what about the 8 hours when you're asleep?
So before,
or presumably 8 hours.
Yeah, so at 9 o'clock every night, I take a shot called Lantus. It's a long-term insulin, and that helps me get through the nights. If I predict that I'm going to have a tough night because maybe my blood sugar has been bad throughout the day, then I will have my mom or a friend or my dad test me during the middle of the night just to make sure I'm stable. See, that's one of the things. I mean, when we talk about injections taking 5 to 10, that's the least of my worries. My worries are going too low in the night, going too high in the night, or steady highs, or very violent lows, which can lead to other problems like blindness, kidney disease.
Hmm. And diet, what do you do about diet, Max?
Well, I try to stay pretty consistent, and I have to count my carbs for each meal, and I take a certain dosage of my insulin based on how many carbs I have. So for me, it's a lot easier to eat a very consistently. So.
Well, you have to eat nutritiously, I'm sure. That's part of the big part of the diet. Max Fisher, thank you very much. And Robert Ramirez, president and CEO of Vantage West Credit Union. He was one of the 2010 honorees for Father's Day, Father of the Year, presented by the Father's Day Council of Tucson. Probably the best place There are still some openings for the event, Bob. Friday night, the 17th annual Fathers of the Year Awards Dinner and Gala at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort. If someone just Googles Father's Day Consul Tucson, the webpage will come up, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That'll give them the information for the event. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you both very much. And by the way, what are you studying, Max?
Education.
Oh, good for you. Good luck in all your endeavors. Thanks a lot for being with us. Okay, and Bob, thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
We will be back on the Buckmaster Show. Pima County Supervisor Sharon Bronson will be my guest next as we continue with this Monday edition.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you landed 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has 2 locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Come in, sit down. You must be Megan and Mark. I'm Sharon, your wedding planner.
Hello.
Hi.
So, are you planning a large wedding?
150 guests.
Okay, then. Fairly large. Let me just get online and we can look at some venues.
Wow. Is that dial-up?
You bet. Oh, they keep trying to sell me fast internet, but come on, faster internet. I need that like I need a color monitor. Oh, now, I assume you'll be videotaping your ceremony? Oh, just ignore that. The machine will pick it up.
Your technology says a lot about your business. Cox Business Internet Professional offers speeds 10 times faster than basic DSL. Cox Business also gives you local support 24/7, free online backup and security. Bundle business internet starter and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today and make your business our business. Visit coxbusiness.com. Offer valid until July 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on maximum download speed of Cox Business Internet Professional 15 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second. Other restrictions apply.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
¶¶ Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's 12:48 on this Monday afternoon. This portion of Buckmaster is brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, where they will be hosting July 27th to August 4th. Really a great event. If you like pottery, this is for you. It is the Clay Festival in Silver City, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson and 15 degrees cooler. That's quite an incentive right there, right? You can stay at many great places, including Little Toad Creek Inn, Spirit Canyon Lodge, Burro Mountain Homestead RV Park. Find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. That's the big Clay Festival. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line, Pima County Supervisor Sharon Bronson, one of five supervisors on the Pima County Board of Supervisors. Sharon, a Democrat. Sharon, how are you today?
I am fine, a little hotter than I'd like to be, but summer has come to Tucson.
It certainly has. Well, we had a very spirited discussion on our Monday political face-off here on the show today, talking about what local governing boards, namely the city and county, are doing to keep, for instance, Raytheon missile systems. And I guess one thing the board is doing, you've moved forward with nearly $2 million in design work to move the Hughes Access Road. What's that all about?
We did that because we wanted, Raytheon, as you know, is our largest employer, private sector employer in Tucson. And several years ago, Raytheon lost a bid for another system to come here and be engineered and manufactured here because that buffering wasn't enough. And so then the other issue that's come up is that the United States Air Force, Davis-Monthan, is doing some potential expansion. And so we feel, and Pima Association of Governments agreed with us and authorized in the COG, the Association of Governments, the expenditure. But we need to make sure that we do this so that the Raytheon facilities are not adversely affected by United States Air Force operational requirements. So we're going to be taking that Hughes Access Road and relocating it to the south, I think that it makes good sense. And by sense, I mean both dollars and cents. So,
and some of this has to do, I think, with the 2011 when Raytheon decided to locate a $75 million missile factory in space that was available at a park in Huntsville, Alabama. Raytheon said they just didn't have really the room to grow. Is that true?
Absolutely. They didn't have the proper buffering because there was too much residential encroachment. And what this does is solve that problem. So not only does it deal with the what's going on at Davis-Monthan, but it also ensures that if Raytheon can expand, it will be able to expand based on the federal government requirements for such types of facilities. So we're very pleased, and it's not all, you know, it's about Raytheon. But, you know, in the end, we certainly are working with Raytheon, but I think we see a bigger vision, and it is that defense corridor vision we're looking at over 40,000 high-technology, high-wage jobs in aerospace, defense, and manufacturing along that corridor, and this is the first step in assuring that we keep that corridor available so we can expand those jobs.
You know, speaking of economic development, there's been so much publicity about Grand Canyon University not going to the El Rio site anyway, but I still believe that Grand Canyon University wants to come to the Tucson area, and I think it was last week we had the board chair, your board chair, Supervisor Ramon Valadez, on the program, and he said that if Grand Canyon wants to talk about county land, the door is open. So
it's wide open.
Yeah.
We certainly want to welcome them to the community. They provide opportunities for our residents that many of them would not have without Grand Canyon being here. They offer a product I think that is very valuable to this community and will lift will lift us all up economically and give folks an opportunity, given the jobs of the 21st century, to get the kind of education they need so they can be productive, they can enjoy the jobs they're doing, and we are very much willing to work with Grand Canyon in any way we can to facilitate their moving here.
What about the budget package that will be approved? I think your meeting is next week, correct? Is it next
Tuesday? Next Tuesday, correct.
Yeah. Give us kind of an overview of what you expect.
At this point, based on the preliminary budget, what we approved, we will still be, regardless of whether we approve the higher amount, the recommended by the county administrator was a budget that would increase the tax rate by 24 cents. But in reality, we're still almost $4 million below what we will have collected this year. We are below the tax neutral level, which means there isn't a property tax hike. Most people will be paying less unless there are some unusual circumstances. So we are, people are not going to pay anything more than they did this year. In fact, most people will pay less, even though the, quote, rate is going up. So I think it's a very conservative budget. It's a budget that expands no programs. We still understand the economy hasn't recovered. We've tightened our belts. We continue to tighten our belts. And I think this is a very conservative budget.
Well, there's still a lot of confusion. People, I'm sure your constituents have been wondering, too. They're confused about the tax rate, the rate, and whether or not they would be paying more. But you're saying actually most people would be paying about the same or less.
Well, and actually this whole, we're below the tax neutral level, which was the requirement, the statutory requirement adopted by the state legislature, which means people, and what that means is if we go above the tax neutral level, people will be paying more taxes. We are below it, so people will be paying less taxes. It's kind of that simple.
How about road construction?
Road construction proceeds per the bonds or as PAG and the RTA adopted. Road maintenance, we're adding another $5 million out of our general fund, and our general fund at this point for this year will be about $500,000. We're taking $5 million out of that for road maintenance and repair. That should really be paid, but with highway user revenue fund monies, that's HERF monies that the state legislature continues to sweep. But at some point, you got to deal. We shouldn't take this out of the general fund because other programs suffer. But there's a point at which the roads will be so bad, it will become so expensive that we are using general fund dollars to do that. Never the way it was intended, and the state legislature needs to deal with this. Unfortunately, we don't have the statutory authority, but what we did was, understanding that this was a difficult situation, allocate some additional general fund dollars toward that purpose.
Okay, Sharon Bronson, what are you doing to stay cool?
What am I doing to stay in my district? Not much, but I think staying cool means enjoying some of the interesting things that are going around. You know, lots of good things going on downtown with the arts district. Lots of opportunity for people to enjoy the real Tucson summer, whether they go to the Desert Museum when there aren't that many folks there.
Yes.
Or, you know, do downtown Saturday night.
Or drive around town where there's virtually no traffic, which is nice.
Exactly.
Sharon, thanks a lot. Good talking with you.
Good talking with you, Bill.
Sharon Bronson on the Buckmaster Show. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show. Our friends at Culligan try to make the summer a little more bearable for us. All of our in-studio guests provided with a bottle of Culligan water. We love Culligan water. It just simply tastes better. Our thanks to them for supplying our water here on the Buckmaster Show. John C. Scott, his Monday edition comes up from 3 to 5 this afternoon. Then it will be Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning with Chris and Joe. We've got a great show lined up for you tomorrow, including Margaret Regan with our Every Other Tuesday Arts Report, our Technology Report presented by Cox Business, and Shelley Fishman, our financial guy, and Terry Bracey from Washington about what's going on with all this national security stuff snooping in on our telephone calls. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.